Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
If your mind is focused on fear, your life will be limited to anxiety. But if your life is filled and rooted in faith, your life will be filled with purpose.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the word.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word. Speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, God's Image of You.
Speak the word.
You know, God wants to give you things, saints. He wants to give you your heart's desires. He does not hold anything back from you. But we think that He does because we're not getting what we think we need to get. My point is this, saints. When you became a part of the kingdom of God, He took you as His very own. He adopted you and me with the same rights as Jesus, and He loves you the same. He hasn't changed. He says in Romans, for His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. Hallelujah. And since we are His children, we are His heirs, in fact, together with Christ. He says we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share His glory, saints, He said we must share His suffering. In other words, as a child of God, you're going to suffer some persecutions, just like He did. But what we need to understand, most importantly, is that when you're being persecuted, it's not you that's being persecuted. It's Jesus that's being persecuted. And that was what Paul was saying, you know, when he was riding, when he was Saul, and Jesus knocked him off his horse or whatever, when he was persecuting the Christians. And he said to Paul, he said, why do you persecute me? And Paul said, Lord, he didn't know what he was talking about. And he said, why do you persecute me? So Paul was persecuting the Christians, but Jesus said that he was persecuting him. So you need to understand that when you're being attacked and persecuted, it's not you that's being persecuted, but Jesus. And so a lot of Christians are mistaken by thinking that if God gives you something to do, it's going to be all smooth, but it's going to be the very opposite. You know, you're not going to get through it without a battle because Satan's going to be right there to stop you or try. He can't stop you, but he can try. But you're going to have to be strong and bold and stand. Praise God. But the good news is that as a child of God, He is always there with us. We are never alone, saints. Never, ever again. I'm so thankful for that because we have the Spirit of Jesus living inside of us. Praise God. But you can't know all of this. You know, you just know you can't know all this unless we renew our minds as the Word instructs us to do in Romans 12:2. I know you've heard this verse over and over again. In Romans 12:2, but it says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then, and I capitalize then, after you do this, after you let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think, he said, then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Praise God. And then you will begin to see yourself as he sees you, as you renew your mind. You know, transformation is something that takes place on the inside. It's getting a whole new way of doing things. It's kind of like your computer. It's a whole new program. It's all new software. It's just all of it's new. Since we're not of this world, so therefore we're not expected to act like the world or live like the world, according to John 17:16. We are in the world, not of it. We operate under a different set of laws. Jesus called them the laws of the kingdom of God, and this is where we operate. In order to believe the words of Jesus, we must let go of old ideas and open ourselves up to new ones. There's so many people that have received Christ as their Savior, but they still got the same mindset that they had before, and you know, it, which is in the flesh, and they can't understand why they're not receiving anything. But you've got to change the way you think. You got to change the way you see things. We have to change, open up ourselves to new ideas, you know, to God's way of thinking. As David said, he said, "Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may walk in them." The principles of faith and confession seems like nonsense from a worldly point of view. I know that, you know, we get talked about it all the time. However, friends, reading and meditating on God's word and confessing it, or I might say speaking it out of your mouth, is what God has instructed us to do. According to 2 Corinthians 4:18, as believers, we call those non-existent things that God has foretold and promised as they already existed. I think the big problem here is that the scripture tells us, God's word tells us, that we call those non-existent things that God has foretold and promised as they already existed. But our problem seems to be we're calling the things that we already have, not what we don't have. We need to be calling what the Lord has promised us. We need to be calling what we want, not what we have. And so that's a big problem in the world today, too, is that we're calling those things that we see in the natural instead of focusing on the supernatural. That's really where we exist. And because we, as the Bible says, we're not of this world. Actually, we're just passing through. But that is one of those kingdom laws that I was talking about before, renewing our minds to his way of thinking and seeing ourselves as he sees us. I know a lot of Christians don't read the word, for they say they can't understand it. But you need to know, friends, that if you ask, that's all you got to do. You got to ask. God will give you understanding of his word. As a matter of fact, he even sent the Holy Spirit to help us understand the word. So we don't even have to do it by ourselves. I'd like to share this story with you that I read once about this little boy and his grandfather. It was called The Coal Basket. It said that every morning the grandfather would get up and he'd sit by the fireplace reading his old worn-out Bible. And the little boy would try to do the same, for he wanted to be just like his grandfather. And one morning the boy asked his grandfather, "Why do you read the Bible every day?" He said, "When I read it, I can't understand it. And as soon as I close it, I forget what I read." The grandfather didn't answer him. He just picked up this coal basket and handed it to the lad, and he told him to go down to the river and to fill it up with water. The little boy, anxious to please his grandfather, took the basket. He went down to the river. He filled it up with water. But on his way back, the water began to leak through the holes in the basket. So when he got back, the basket was empty. His grandfather sent him back down to the river to fill the basket again. The same thing happened. The basket was empty, and after several attempts, he told his grandfather, "Grandfather, no matter how fast he ran, the water would leak out through the holes in the basket." And his grandfather told him, he said, "Look at the coal basket." He said, "When you started, the basket was black from coal. But look at it now," he said, "it's all clean and shiny." The grandfather said to his grandson, "That's the way it is with reading the Bible. You may not think you're getting anything. However, if you will stick to reading it, you will be clean the same way." Hallelujah. That calls for a Selah. Just stop and think about that. Brothers and sisters, the word is working. It is working. It's changing you and renewing your mind and hearts, whether you realize it or not. You just have to be persistent. The same is true for speaking the word. You just have to persevere. You have to be consistent. Before you begin reading, pray and ask God for understanding. Another thing I would suggest is that you buy a translation that you can understand. But I would check on the translation. It doesn't help you to read a translation that you cannot understand. Just because your mom or your grandmother read that translation doesn't mean that you have to. No more than you have to go to the same church just because your parents bought a pew there or a window for the church. You know, I've heard people say they go to church because their grandmother or whatever had bought a pew in the church or one of those stained glass windows. That's no reason to go anywhere. Make sure that you select a church that teaches the word straight from the Bible. And don't let a religious mindset keep you from getting to know your Father, which is what you're doing when you read the word. That's what you're doing. You read the word. The more you read the word, the more you get to know your Father, our Father.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the final word.
Father, I thank You that according to Your word, we're created in Your image and likeness. You have taken away the old heart and have given us a new heart. We thank You, Lord, that all those who believe in You have been given a new way of living. We have been set free from the things that held us in bondage. We are new creatures in Christ and are no longer subject to the wiles, the lies of the devil. Praise God. I thank You, Lord, that You have bestowed upon us a power and authority so that we no longer have to allow Satan to steal from us our health and our finances and our families. According to Your word, we are Your ambassadors, making us Your own personal representatives. As a personal representative, You have chosen and appointed us to act and speak for You. Thank You, Jesus. We have been raised up from the dead with Christ Jesus and made to sit down, giving us joint seating with Him in the heavenly realms. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, help us to understand that we no longer have to live a life of like below what God has created us to be or receive the things that belong to us as a child of the kingdom. And help us to realize that according to Your word, we have been created to reign in this earth as kings and priests. Hallelujah. All the glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. And join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.